107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Well, big news of this past week or so with Stratford Festival announcing the next artistic director of the Stratford Festival is Jonathan Church. And we happen to have Jonathan Church joining us right now on the phone lines. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Jamie.
Jonathan, congratulations. The next artistic director of the Stratford Festival. How do you feel about all this?
Look, I'm elated. It's an extraordinary opportunity and such a great company. As I'm talking to you, I'm here in Stratford. It's been a bit of a whirlwind last week, but it's a theatre that I know and love, and I couldn't be prouder to be part of its next chapter.
Well, Jonathan, you just bring the world of theatre right here to Stratford, just an incredible theatrical background. I've really been taken by Doug Adams, who's the Stratford Festival board chair, saying that one of the big reasons where you're selected, of course, you bring vision, experience, and leadership, but your mastery of directing on the thrust stage were one of the keys for you being selected. Can you expand on that, the thrust stage, so important that is?
Yeah, well, look, obviously Stratford has three thrust stages. I mean, it was Tyrone Guthrie who set up the theatre, who championed post-war that thrust stage dynamic. And in England, one of the companies I ran was the Chichester Festival Theatre, which was literally inspired by Stratford Festival Theatre. The story goes that the mayor of Chichester rang up Tyrone Guthrie and said, please, can I build a version of your theatre in Chichester and will you come and do it? And he said, no, I've done it in Stratford, but my dear friend Laurence Olivier might want to do it in Chichester. And indeed, that's what happened. And so I spent 11 seasons running Chichester and had both the theatres in that theatre complex, its main house and its smaller than ever theatre, our thrust theatre. So I like to think that in the UK I've probably got as much experience of anybody of that. And strangely, my early life, which was working backstage as a lighting designer, stage manager, was working at the Sheffield Crucible Theatre, which is also a Guthrie-inspired thrust. So, yes, the DNA of my theatre making has kind of been created in those spaces. So, again, the opportunity to work in genuinely the festival is, I would argue, one of the two greatest Guthrie spaces in the world. And the new Tom Paterson Theatre, which I've only just had the chance to experience, I think could be vying for the best.
Oh, without a doubt. We're so thrilled to have you here as our next artistic director. And more Stratford connections. I did not know, it was in 2002, you directed the UK premiere of Timothy Finlay's Elizabeth Rex. Is that right?
Yeah. My mum, who was Canadian, I think it might have been university or school, knew Timothy Finlay. So I'd known of his books, and then I got the opportunity to read this play, and although I didn't see it in Stratford, I read it and instantly decided it needed to be seen in the UK. So we were able to produce it at the Birmingham Repertory Theatre that I ran at the time. Also through doing that, he was poorly at the time, but I got to know and talk and learn a lot from Tiff Finlay. So it was great. As you say, I feel connected to the place, and I first met Anthony Simolino in, I think it must have been 2007, when I had a production of Nicholas Nickleby in Toronto, and he very kindly invited me over here to the festival and showed me around, and I've literally been coming ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful. And just recently, the Stratford Heritage Committee presented a blue plaque for the residence where Timothy Finlay stayed and lived in Stratford. So there you go. It's all connected. Incredible. Let's talk about you're a dual citizen, UK and Canada. Let's talk about your mom and the connections here.
Oh, yeah. My mom was born in Toronto and along with my brother, and she moved to England to train as an actor, as so many actors did in the, one of the London drama schools. But my uncle stayed here and was a producer, writer, dramaturg here in Canada. But when I was growing up, my only relatives were over here in Canada. So I would come and spend summers in Toronto. My grandmother lived in Georgetown, and indeed one of my mum's friends ran a camp in the Algonquin Lake, so I had a kind of very traditional bits of a traditional Canadian childhood. And then once my relatives passed away, my connection with the Mervishes and regularly working in Toronto emerged. So it's, you know, I feel like I've had, you know, nearly 50 years of my life connected to this amazing country.
Oh, that's wonderful. I do like the quote that you may be the only Brit who has a perfect J stroke thanks to your summer camp canoeing at Algonquin Park.
Well, I don't know if it's perfect.
Well, from canoeing, we're going to have to get you maybe lacing up some skates for ice hockey. Who knows? Wonderful. It is so wonderful to have you here. And you don't get just thrown into this because you're going to be working with Anthony Cimolino over the next year or so. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's a real gift, the handover process. So I'm staffed as artistic director designate. And so for the next year, Anthony remains the artistic director. He's delivering his fabulous 2026 season. I get the great opportunity of watching him and the company and the staff deliver that while I'm programming 2027. And then once his season finishes, I will become sort of full artistic director from there. But it's a great handover that the board have organized. And, you know, while I know a few things, I've also got a lot to learn. And that opportunity will be brilliant because I'll be able to learn from Anthony, learn from the team here, and most importantly, you know, meet the many, many artists who've created what this great theatre is.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. We're so fortunate to have you here. And I know it's such early days yet, Jonathan, and you, are, of course, are well aware of all the great shows we have here, the hit musicals, that sort of thing. But the spotlight on Shakespeare is something that shouldn't be taken for granted, I think, with the Stratford Festival.
No, I think that's right. I mean, it really is the heart of why this theatre exists, and you know, again, it's one of the things that I think this trust space does so well is showcase Shakespeare. So I'm really keen that we maintain it at the core of our program, and, you know, continue to build on the amazing work that Anthony and the previous artistic directors have done.
Well, it's an incredible legacy, and it will continue with Jonathan Church, the announced and next artistic director of the Stratford Festival. So, Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. I hope we get to a chat again, and certainly enjoy your fall before, again, things really start rolling next year for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, and I look forward to meeting you down the line.